Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks. Yeah, you know what it is, live financial talk radio. Let's talk about those mutual funds, that pension, the Social Security. Oh, how about IRAs? If there's a deceased, let's talk about that too today. And you can call about any of those topics and more. What about your debt, your credit cards? 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. I want to start off the show because it is technically tax day.
Yeah. It's a big day.
Well, look, we all know it's supposed to be April 15th, and then April 15th was on a weekend, so it's the same thing it did last year, because that Monday is a holiday for just the District of Columbia. So if D.C.'s off, well, then the rest of us are off, too, somehow. So today was supposed to be the day. However, when I was watching the financial news this morning, the site had crashed. And it was the site by which you pay electronically for your taxes, and the one from the IRS. So you could still go and you could get the postmark at the old post office where, you know, you take the forms and you fill them all out, and then you put them in an envelope, and then you buy some stamps, and then you put the stamps on there and make sure it all weighs out, and you take it physically to a post office and drop it off. Doesn't that sound like just banging rocks and sticks together these days?
It sounds like going inside of a bank as well.
Yes, but it was the superior technology today because, lo and behold, I guess the IRS wasn't expecting a whole lot of bandwidth issues on the day that you'd pay directly from one account to the other. Here's another thing. It started out just that fell, and then they were having problems with the other part of the site to where if you didn't direct pay, you could still pay via credit card or debit card, something like that. It was just the direct pay that went down first, and because that spilled over, bandwidth issues were had on the rest of the site as well. So the federal government's screw up is your gain. And if you were going to file electronically today, you will not be punished if you didn't get it in time. So if you forgot to file it, period, maybe you were going to do the old thing where you print it out and you lick a stamp and you put it on there and you get it postmarked today. You can just say, oh, well, I was trying to electronically file it and I couldn't, so I'm going to throw it in there late. So that's the update on that. Steve Mnuchin came out this afternoon, Treasury Secretary, and said, yeah, without knowing all the details yet, we're not going to penalize anyone.
For a day late?
Yeah, for this instance right here, which is kind of cool. I thought that was all right. Another big, now, I don't know if we need to applause yet, because actually a national tragedy has occurred right before the start of this show. If you're watching it live, we just got the news 15 minutes ago, that Barbara Bush passed away, surrounded by her family, and she went peacefully, and kind of sad because she's one of the least polarizing players in a stage that has been hyper-polarized as going back as far as I can remember.
Yeah, she was quiet and went about her duties.
No criticism. Anybody have any criticism for Barbara Bush?
There was no controversies or anything. She represented all of us very well.
And I don't know. It's one of these things where you kind of start to contemplate your own morality or mortality, not your morality, but your own mortality. That
you have mortality.
Well, I'm talking about other people. I'm not going to die.
Okay.
Those types of things don't happen to me. But it's just, it's good that she went in the manner she did. Because as I understood, she had all her ducks in a row. They saw it coming. She had time to say all her goodbyes. She went out with a level of comfort that we should all hope for going through that phase of life. She has all her loved ones surrounding her. But there's also no weird controversies around it. You know, Tom Benson and him going over to the other side, what is he leaving in his wake? A family, I don't want to say the family's in turmoil, but there's some legal issues bouncing around, and it's not really a good look for the family, whether or not he did something wrong or maybe one of his grandkids is bad actors. It doesn't matter. There's something going on there, and the Bush family doesn't have that. She got to go in a way that don't want to say I'm envious of her, but I should be so lucky, or we should be so lucky that when we go out, it's under similar circumstances. So, Godspeed, Barbara Bush, and our thoughts and prayers to the Bush family. All right. You want to get back to work here?
Yeah, back to the IRS. Part of the problem, and we know it's not a surprise, once again, happens is they operate under antiquated technology and probably expecting more problems as they fall further behind with technology. Let's see. There's a... And Bloomberg reports the IRS has bigger issues than just tech troubles and tax refunds.
Uh-oh.
Republican leaders have scheduled a floor vote later this week on a bipartisan package. Get that, a bipartisan package to retool the agency. Is this kind of part of infrastructure, getting the IRS up to speed? Ben Steverman writes, if the measure gains momentum, the IRS could face restructuring as it struggles to implement a once-in-a-generation overhaul of the U.S. tax code.
Bipartisan in my playbook means this is either a really good piece of legislation that's so obvious that no one would dare fight it, or it's a horrible piece of legislation. I'm going to lean on the good side of this one. I wouldn't be surprised because... I grew up where my parents worked at the post office and my grandmother was a teacher, so I'm quite aware of how government agencies can be behind the times when it comes to technology. I wouldn't be surprised if they're spinning an AOL disk in there. They're like, well, we just got another one in the mail. Maybe that can get us going. You ever try and fantasize about how bad it could possibly be? Because the last time I went to that DMV over off Airline, they were still using DOS on their computers.
They probably still are.
Yikes. Now, it was open in a Windows window, but when you looked, it was the block instead of a cursor. And it was totally black except for everything in it was green, and it was in your old system font. Like it was a 1990 Tandy that I picked up at Radio Shack. So that was scary. But the IRS falling on its face, though, haven't we seen this before? Isn't this what happened with healthcare.gov? Remember the first day they rolled that out, they signed up, and this isn't a joke, this isn't a hyperbole for comedy's sake, they signed up 6 people that first day. So maybe that bipartisan thing, that's probably good for the IRS. Apparently they're having some issues. Anything special at the offices of Gregory Rickson Associates for tax day? Did y'all even notice it? Was it a blip on the radar? You get an influx of calls?
No, we knew it was coming because of the influx of deposits into IRA accounts and Roth accounts for annual contributions.
Okay. All right. So if you have any tax questions, 504-260-0995. I guess it kind of bears repeating. We just touched on it for a little bit yesterday, but... The taxes that you mentioned, IRAs and whatnot, brings me back to when we talked to Bob Breck on Saturday. We talked weather because there was a tornado on the North Shore and we were making sure everyone's going to be okay. But he did this little 80-second plug at the end because apparently he listens to the show. And he was talking about being overweighted in taxes when it comes to retirement time if all your money is in an IRA. I want you to talk a little bit more about this because we talked about it after the show, Gregory.
One thing that I've learned in retirement, and I think you've stressed it before, but you don't stress it enough, that all the money that we've saved in our IRAs over the years, the 401ks, and that becomes taxable income later in life. And if there's anything that I've learned is that you need to save more after-tax money that the government can't tax you again on, because they really, I've gotten the 70 and a half, and, you know, required minimum distribution kicks in. And it's the government is going to try and get in your pocket, I guess, till death, and then they'll get you even after death.
Okay.
Yeah, could get you after death, but he kind of mentioned one part, being taxed again. Your IRAs... You're not being double taxed, but what you could with an IRA account, you depending on income bracketing, AGI levels is you can put money into an IRA and it be deductible, as well as grow tax deferred. So that means none of the money in that account is being taxed. When is it taxed? When you take distributions. Where is most of the money coming from that ends up in IRAs? 401ks, 403b, you know, it's company plans, so to speak. So they're piling up lots of money there. So how does that money get in there? Pre-tax. You're not being taxed on it. It's being taken out before the deductions and everything happen to your account, as far as your Social Security tax, your payroll tax, income tax being withheld, and so forth. That's coming out pre-tax. So it even lowers your Social Security because it shows a lower income. If you're kind of hitting those maxes, say for somebody under age 50 of $18,000 a year, that's all coming out pre-tax. So it's reducing your monthly income by $1,500 a month, which Social Security and all those other factors are based upon that net income after the pre-tax deposit or taken out of your payroll. So you grow that account over time, it grows tax deferred. And then when you retire to take distributions, you're taxed as ordinary income because that money's either coming from directly from the 401k or likely in most cases rolled over to an IRA that you're taking those distributions from. And once again, they're being taxed at that point. And the problem Bob was feeling the pinch is probably most of his money's IRA related. So he knows when he's taken out money, he's being taxed as ordinary income. And if he wasn't taking that much, the RMDs, required minimum distributions that start at 70.5, have a minimum amount they want you to take out. So he's feeling once again, oh, now I've got to be taxed on that. That pushes up my tax bracket. Now I'm being taxed more on Social Security. There is a domino effect to that.
How do you get around some of that? Or what are some of your options?
Roth, drink some Roth Kool-Aid, put some money in Roth, which means you're paying the taxes earlier on. It's like paying taxes on the seed instead of the harvest. So you're paying taxes on the distributions, on the deposits, and then it grows tax deferred and comes out tax-free. Also, you should think about saving money after tax and paying the taxes as you go, because there's three worlds. There's the pre-tax, the no tax Roth, and then the pay the taxes as you go. There are some strategies where you can also mix in some after tax savings that can be tax free income as well into the mix, create four different streams.
All right, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Could you make me want to put a truck to the side of the road? Close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on now, let the tailgate fall, get drunk on you, no alcohol.
This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. We do it every evening at 7 p.m. Knock out an hour of live financial talk. Talk about the markets, take your questions regarding mutual funds, lump sum, Social Security. Oh, hey, well, we should tell them about the event that's coming up. Hey, if you'd like to participate in the show, 504-260-0995, and download the Winning at Life app. It's easy download. Just go to your app store, type in Winning at Life. You'll find it. Free download, one-time login. You can text the show, email, call from the touch screen. A lot of resources there as well to connect to.
And speaking of, we had two people reach out during the show, two ladies, about our ladies only event coming up in about 3 weeks. And one was Claire, then one was Carol. And then in the last minute of the show, we didn't get to say this on the air, another one signed up. Her name was Cindy. So it was Claire, Carol, and Cindy. So we're working our way through the alphabet here. We'll work on the D's. So Deborah, if you're thinking about coming to our event, it's your turn to sign up. You know, maybe a Danielle out there. Thought that was interesting. Three C names in a row through the app. Now, the event is a women-only event, and it's for ladies, if you're interested in getting a Hall of Fame financial advisor to look after your money, that's what it's all about, just a financial first date, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. It's a wine tasting event, so we're pairing wine, wisdom, and food, some great food. And you'll get a presentation from Gregory Ricks and meet some of the Total Wealth Authority and basically just shake everyone's hand. We get to know each other. You get to know us. We get to know you. And we'll enjoy the night. And if you enjoy your wine, enjoy your food, and you want to come in for some more business action, we'll take care of that at a later date. This is just a hangout. So RSVP on the app.
We had Brandon download the app this afternoon.
Welcome, Brandon. Good to see you, bud. Welcome to the nation. Anyone else we need to celebrate coming on yet?
I don't have it. I know there's more. It just isn't pulling up the way I would like. You know, Outlook, it says it's having search issues. It has some issues.
Boy, a lot of computer issues around the world today. All right, let me do one more tax thing here. While you're looking that up, we'll go back to the event in just a second because this is a quickie. Let's say I had a lawyer and he paid off a nice young lady $130,000 to be quiet about the nature of our relationship. Certain questions arise. Is that $130,000, is that taxable?
To her?
Yes, to her.
Yes.
Absolutely, it's taxable. All right, so the other question is like, okay, well, what about the guy that paid the money, whether it's my lawyer and he took it out of his account or if I actually paid it? Is that a business expense? If this is a hush agreement, if this is a non-disclosure agreement somehow related to the business or intended to shield my business, is that considered a business expense?
It's going, hold off on the button. This is not just a one answer
sure
thing. It can be a business expense, but that doesn't mean it's a deductible business expense. And 2017 is a deductible business expense. 2018, no.
Did you read the article or something?
No. I just kind of keep up with taxes, money, investments, stocks.
Yeah, and there's only one exemption from the stormy side of it. If she had alleged actual physical injury, and this was compensatory and not punitive,
she wouldn't be taxed.
Yeah, she could not be taxed on the portion that was meant just to cover her injury. Another interesting thing is there's actually a spot on the tax return where Stormy would have been asked to identify, because this was in 2016, the reason for the hush money. But they say you don't have to answer that question if the answer opens you up to liability. So you might as well not even ask.
I know. Isn't that funny? So either way, the recipient is being taxed. It just, going forward, it's not deductible as an expense.
Something else we learned about this situation. Michael Cohen, the lawyer, this is the best friend in the world anyone could ever hope for. He gathered up the money. He didn't have it laying around in a savings account. He took out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. Now, until Trump's tax law took effect this year, you could deduct as much as $100,000 in interest paid on such loans, home equity line of credit or some similar credit lines. Apparently, there's more than just that. But now, starting in 2018, I hope he has this thing paid off, because he's not going to be able to deduct the interest on that loan starting in 2018 unless it's for home improvements. So maybe you could turn around and like, yeah, I was fixing up my condo over here. We got a nice apartment downtown and I was changing the toilet seats or something. So there's the tax and the financial background on a story that's been dominating the media. And this is how we talk about some of these big stories. To the phones we go, 504-260-0995. This is funny. A female D is calling in. Donna from Kenner. You're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Are you signing up for the event? Is that what's going on?
No.
Okay.
I have a question about saving money in the HSA for retirement. It's going in tax-free, coming out tax-free for medical expense. It could cover your dentist, your eyeglasses, your prescription drugs, your doctor visits. Isn't that another way to save and not pay taxes?
Yeah, because you're doing it for medical needs, and an HSA actually is tied to a high deductible health insurance. You can't have a low deductible health insurance and have
right
an
now,
HSA.
Right now I have $20,000 in the HSA, and I'm going to put it in there for my retirement.
Well, you're going to have medical expenses. No. Retirement's going to be a long time. It won't, the $20,000 won't last through your retirement for medical expenses. You're going to have medical expenses, and you're probably going to have more than that. I don't think it's too much. I think it's awesome.
Isn't it true that if you needed to pull some out for non-medical expenses, you can, but then it becomes taxable?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought it would be another avenue to save without having to worry about paying taxes when you retire.
Well, it sounds like you've done a little bit of your homework. What do you think is the downside? Why wouldn't everyone be on board with this, Donna?
I don't understand. I don't see any downturn, but I don't ever hear any financial guys talking about it as another option.
Well, it's tied to high deductible health insurance, such as our company plan does not have a high deductible, so employees can't set up HSA. So it depends on the plan that you have. But I'm a big fan of using it if you do have those accounts. And, yeah, sock some money away. Medical expenses are not going away. If anything, they're going up. Well, thanks for calling and bringing it up.
I figured I can live with my planned monthly income and not have to worry about extra expense when they pop up.
Yeah, the only thing I would caution, can't your HSA decline in value if it's tied to the stock market and, you know, the market collapses?
You shouldn't be correlating the market. It's a savings account.
Just leave it as liquid as you can?
Yeah, it shouldn't be correlated to risk.
The one Mon is in, anything over $2,000 you can invest, and you have a wide variety to invest in, whether you play it safe or aggressive. So I guess it all depends on you.
Yeah, this feels weird playing with that money, though. I like your sensibilities not being aggressive.
To me,
that.
That's kind of like emergency money, and she thinks of it kind of like that, but it is for medical use. Do you want it to take a 20% swing in the market? It's no problem. We love the upside, but it does come with a downside. There's exposure, and it's emergency money, so I want to be very careful with that.
I'd like to play it safe myself. I keep it in a safe account.
Well, Donna, thanks for sharing that little secret of the pros with the listeners of Winning It Life. Appreciate you tuning
in. Thank you.
All right. If you want to be after Donna, 504-260-0995.
I do not think people take enough advantage of it. When you start doing an SHA, you're kind of behind the eight ball when you're starting because you've got the high deductible but not save the money. Then you save up the money, then you have more than enough, and they might stop putting away. Well, Donna's the opposite. She's just kept putting it away knowing that it's going to be there to use later, and it's going to help. It keep, you know, you're not paying those medical deductibles, eyeglasses and meds with after-tax dollars. She's doing it with pre-tax dollars. Good tip on tax day.
And when I had an HSA in the past, they made it super easy. They sent me its own little debit card. So if I took the kids to the doctor, or if I was at the dentist or wherever I was, I didn't have to fill out any extra paperwork. I didn't have to get a new form. I didn't even have to tell them I was doing it. They didn't have to tell me anything. I didn't have to report it. I just swiped the card and paid for it like I paid for anything else. And it was all made whole when tax time came around. It was pretty sweet. And they've made these things so convenient. So, all right, if you want to be after Donna here, 504-260-0995. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the numbers segment. If you want to follow along, you can go ahead and pull up the exact same charts and graphs we're going to be looking at. Go to winningitlife.com or the Winning It Life app. And also, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going down at our next Gregory Ricks Live event. That's coming up Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's, Chris, and Metairie. It is a women-only event. Details are in the Winning It Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
The
contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning.
Hey, welcome. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. How you doing? I know, stinky old, smelly old, disgusting old tax day. I know I hear people griping about it constantly today. But listen, you get a team, you get the right people handling your money, and you almost forget about it. Dang, that's a lot of stores, Gregory. You want to talk about that real quick?
No.
Okay, we'll just get off of that one then. Where was I? Oh, yeah, live event coming up, 6:30 p.m., Roost Chris in Metairie, May 8th. That's a Tuesday, and that's in like 3 weeks from today. So it's for women only. Women have a special set of financial issues that affect them at a far more proportional rate than they happen to our male neighbors. And so we decided to do something about it and take it head on. And this is how we do it. We have an event focused specifically for women. And it's a wine tasting event where we're pairing wine with the prepared Ruth's Chris menu. And there'll be some financial wisdom thrown in there as well. You meet the team. You've wanted to meet Gregory Ricks anyway. Find out if he's the right guy to have your back when it comes to all things money. We'll also have some of the Total Wealth Authority in attendance, including estate planning attorney Wes Blanchard, who's going to talk about some reasons you have to have your estate plan put together. And that's something we talked about on Saturday, how scary it can be if you happen to be one of these situations where you need a power of attorney, but you don't have it. And that's always one of those weird things where you're probably not going to need it. But if you do, if you're in that small fraction of the population that ever needs it, it is going to be vital to prevent chaos and to keep things from spinning out of control should you become incapacitated. Any new stories? I guess you probably don't have any new ones since we talked about it on Saturday, but anything come to mind about powers of attorney that can get some attention here and let people know how important it is?
I had an interesting discussion with Jean Ann yesterday that came in for a review. And she's been a client of mine for a number of years. Nice lady. Lives on the North Shore region as well, but came in, wanted to kind of do an annual review. And then at the end of the meeting, she kind of said, can I ask, you know, I know we're about out of time. We weren't out of time, but believe this, clients are conscious. They don't want to take up too much time. They know how busy I am. So I get that often. I say, oh, we're fine.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is very thoughtful of them. And so she asked me, she says, you know, Fred never became a client, her husband, Fred. And I said, yeah. She said, well, I just wonder, are you showing, you know, kind of what she is getting at? Am I showing her disfavor because her husband didn't come on board a couple years ago? We went through a number of meetings and such, and I said, absolutely not. I said, because she likes our relationship and feels really good about it. And I said, I have absolutely no problem with you, Jean Ann. And Fred, I don't have any problem with him. I said, that's his decision. And I said, you know, that probably was affected a little bit by me, him not coming on board. He had a complicated plan, number of financial tools regarding the pension and annuities and managed money with his plan. And I said, because of the complication and how he wanted it to done, if we were going to work together, I was only doing it this way because I was certain it's going to work out versus his way of thinking. So it was kind of, it was my, if we're, you're going to come on board, this is the way we're going to do it. And he wasn't so on board with that. So it wasn't necessarily completely him, but I said, that's in the past. There's no, in fact, I don't sit around wondering, well, why didn't Fred come on? Well, Gene Ann's here and Fred's not. I said, that actually, I would have been very surprised if Fred had shown up. I said, we're looking out for you. And even if he was here and a client, we're looking out for you more. And that's how I look at it. We don't, we've got a lot of women clients where the husband's not client for whatever reason. And it's always something different, but you kind of know if we both have the husband and wife there, I'm probably looking out for her a little bit more. And all those stats we go over in the event is why.
And yeah, there's no problem if a guy comes in and he doesn't like the plan you draw up for him. He wants to do something else. There's no hard sell. We don't lock you in a room and say, we're not going out of here.
No, it's not both of you or nothing. No, it's fine. And there's more often than not, it's not the opposite way where the husband becomes client and then the wife says, oh, no, I don't want to. Most cases, they're both coming on board. And sometimes it happens that they both don't, but we're still looking out for Jean Ann. That she's the main reason. She was a client before he thought of considering it, and she's still a client and very happy.
Is there a continuation of that failure of the male psyche that you see when we have problems, we don't want to go to the doctor, but if you have financial problems, you don't necessarily want to admit you need help, or you're more reticent to deny yourself help because you're a man?
Is there, well, yeah, because some men like to be controlled. They want to be seen as the investor. Yeah, I do my own investing. And so, yeah, I make really great returns and such.
I like to be that guy.
Yeah, but it's not so easy. We get a lot of clients that have done it for a while and kind of say, gosh, this takes up so much time. I worry and I stress. I need somebody else to handle it for me. Gregory, I want you to do so. But one of the things I bring up for the do-it-yourselfers, what's your plan for your wife when you move on before her? Statistically, you are. What is that plan? What is she going to do? Find somebody that likes to day trade like you? Have a lot of trading activity? How she's going to make that judgment? She doesn't understand what you're doing, and she doesn't know what to look for. So part of this is where you might want a joint venture with an advisor to make sure you've made that selection of who's going to look out for her. And and the do-it-yourselfer considers it his money in most cases. Well, who's, I don't want somebody else handling my money, but then they won't go and make that selection. That's probably where the ego and manly man comes in. Well, I'm in charge. And then we have women coming to us that I don't know what's going on here. Can you help me sort this out? Absolutely. That's what we're here for, to look out for you.
Because I'm kind of that big, dumb animal sort of type where, yeah, I take care of my own money. I don't need any help. But then after I got to know you guys, I'm like, all right, y'all are way better at this than me. And my ego is costing me thousands of dollars. And it's worth it to turn it over. But it's hard. I think there may be a flaw in the masculine psyche that causes them to, us to be a little more hesitant about getting help.
It's like somebody else going and hunting for food for back in the day where you had to go kill.
Yes.
Food on table. Well, you're probably going to need somebody to step in and do some hunting for you. No, I'm not. I'm the provider for the family. I will go out and kill coyotes if I have to. You know, we're not talking about 10 years ago. We kind of do a throwback to say 1800s.
Sure.
Manly man. I don't need no food service.
That might be the best metaphor for it, because that was me. And yeah, I could hunt okay, but then I meet Gregory and Jude and Dwayne, and y'all have these 50 cows and you're hitting things from 1,000 yards away. I'm like, all right, y'all are the hunters then. Why am I wasting my time? You know, y'all are way better at this than I am. I could practice every day and maybe
one shot and dinner is our motto.
Yeah. From a distance, there's no such thing as missing. It's not, I got to get super close and I step on a stick and the deer runs away. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's probably the perfect metaphor for it. So, guys, we're scolding you, but don't take it too hard.
Just ladies, come join the event. Bring a friend. Call the office, 504-832-9200. You can go to info@GregoryRicks and make a request for the event. You can go to the website, GregoryRicks.com. Summer or one of my team will follow up with you tomorrow to confirm the event.
All right, we're supposed to start the numbers now. You want to go ahead and get it rolling?
That's really tight.
Yeah.
I think they should just
we'll do it after talk break.
About downloading the app real quick.
Yeah, the Winning It Life app, our newest entrant to the Total Wealth Authority, Alicia Freeland, she got her new picture up. So it all looks
awesome.
Good. Yeah, so we're doing good there, getting all caught up. But we also had some new videos that were added to the YouTube channel recently. So if you want to go watch and do a little studying up on your own, you can go through the app. You can go under the social section. That'll hook you up to our YouTube channel. But it just puts it within the app. So you don't have to leave the app. It'll just load our YouTube channel in the app. And you can just watch. And if you're going through some of these things that other people are going through, find the situation that matches yours and see what Gregory did to help that other person. And it's free. Download the Winning It Life app. 504-260-0995. The numbers are coming up next. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place.
Winning It Life, daily wrap, every evening, 7 o'clock. Join us. We might get preempted a couple more times. Pelicans are working their way through the playoffs.
Oh, hey, yeah, they got a playoff game tonight.
They got a playoff game later tonight, trying for their second win. I'll just say I'm unbiased, but good for them. So we'll get a few preemptions here and there on the show going forward, subject to how the playoffs go. It's an uphill battle. There's a lot of good teams.
After the first round, yeah.
It's uphill battle, but we're always on the stream is really my point as well, and you can get that by downloading the Winning at Life app or download or do as well. If you're downloading Winning at Life, go ahead, download the iHeartRadio app for streaming, saving playlists, creating playlists, playing your favorite song over and over. I think the iHeart app is the bomb. Stacy, which
your
is
wife.
My wife, brought up today. She said, I think a lot of people think that iHeartRadio app is you're just getting radio stations. What you're making your own radio station is what's going on there. You can listen to various stations or you could create your own station, so to speak. Your playlist can be your own personal radio station. It's pretty cool app. Hey, want to call the office, get some daytime help, whether it's your mutual funds, lump sum, Social Security, just like calling in the show, you can call the office, 504-832-9200, GregoryRicks.com, info@GregoryRicks.com.
All right, let's hurry because I got two things I want to talk about after
let's
the numbers.
Let's do the numbers.
The numbers.
Hey, welcome to the numbers on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Follow along on the exact same charts and graphs we're looking at. Go to winningitlife.com. Or you can look at it in the numbers section on the Winning It Life app. And as far as the markets go today, a lot of green out there. And it was a pretty solid gain today. The Dow Jones was up 0.9%. 24,786 is where it closed. And S&P was up a little over 1%. And I know 1% never sounds huge, but for one day, that's pretty significant. And it's starting to build on some previous gains we had and make us think, well, we're popping above a previous, what's the opposite of a support level, a previous high that sort of opens it back up. If we can climb a couple more days or at least finish this week strong, there's nothing stopping us from getting back to record territory pretty quick here.
Well, it's kind of what we talked about on last night's show, which you can get on podcast.
Yeah,
iHeartRadio.
The graph lesson was cool.
App. But yeah, we were looking at, can we break through this? What you're talking about is getting to that next level, is start breaking through some resistance to get back to an all-time high again. But we're looking for support, because things don't just go straight up. It pulls back and tests the support level. Do we have support at this level? And then can it take back off and break through the resistance that was created on the last upswing? So it's kind of a, you know, mountain climb, slide some back, but stop and then climb up some more, is kind of what the market's about. And it's helpful to your investing knowledge by understanding these little tidbits of information to make decisions. 10-year treasuries, basically a 1/32nd change to yields at 2.835%. And that probably keeps our 30-year mortgage pretty much around 4.43%. You can just kind of call its neighborhood of 4.5, depending on who you're dealing with. And we suggest you call regarding mortgages Dwayne Stein of mortgagegumbo.com. Earl, it's crude oil, $66.84 a barrel. So it's up about 0.5% today. Gold, $1,348.20. So we saw it pull back a little bit. Silver as well pulled back slightly, $16.76 as well.
You know, GE's been making a lot of headlines lately. They had a pretty good day today, 3.45% in the positive. But they had some sort of mixed results from recent earnings. And now that we are in the start of the earnings season for the second quarter, you're going to see a couple of stocks here just make big jumps or big declines based on one day. But the big movers over here on the short sheet, the biggest one's Twitter.
11%.
What's going on? They find a way to get revenue in? Because I missed it.
Yeah, there was some positive mentions about Twitter kind of having their act together. We'll see. It's about making money. It's what keeps that going. Well, I saw AT&T pull back.
You're the guy who brought up the fact that how much is the promotion worth for Twitter that they get from President Trump?
Billions. If people didn't know about it, they know about it. You hear, well, I listen to Fox Business in the mornings. That pretty much is to click on around 6 o'clock-ish. But, you know, and then all of a sudden, if he tweets something, you know, it's getting promoted. They'll talk about it on Maria's show, and then Varney's going to be talking about it, and I guess the others. I don't know if he tweets the rest of the day or if it's just in mornings, because I always catch the morning tweets that he does. And one of my t-shirts on the other day, I don't tweet. I don't know what that means, but
technically you do, but it's for business purposes.
It's all about business. That's right.
Number two on the short sheet is a stock that we're absolutely fans of, and that's our buddies over at Netflix. I mean, there are a few companies I am happier with. I'm not saying you should run out and buy the stock. I just enjoy their product.
That's a over 9% gain today. Added on 28 points. It closed at $336.06. Remember back when this was, what, $70? And I was telling you, this is a $200 stock. I was way wrong.
Well, no, you were right, because you said that in 2011.
Yeah. And it did that, and it just sell past it. It just is a machine.
Well, today's big jump is hyper significant for Netflix because it passed its recent record high that happened, the first week of March or the beginning of March. And then they were on a nice little downward trend for the rest of the month. When April rolls around, they start climbing, and then they just shot up after this last quarterly report. The number three on the short sheet is Roku, right at a 9% gain. Are we going to have to start paying attention to this guy?
Roku. That's a nice bump, but, you know, when you kind of look at the chart, it's kind of volatile. It likes to move around. It doesn't want to go steady as she goes.
Well, yeah, and it's pretty far off of its all-time high, but how do you say anything's all time on this? This stock's not even a year old.
No, really. We don't know where that's going to go. Amazon, if you're keeping track of that, one of your favorite stores, James. Yeah. Well, not really. It's an online store. But
I like it.
I think you're a bigger fan of Walmart, though.
I am.
But Amazon was up over 4% today.
All right. Anything else you want to cover from the short sheet?
Is Walmart on the short sheet?
Walmart's definitely on the short sheet.
Yeah, it's up 1.2 at 87.90, so it's working its way back up. Okay.
Yeah, I did some shopping at Walmart this week.
We got about 2 minutes left. Better call.
Yeah, if you're going to call, you might want to do it now. Let me just do this quick one, though, because this is a fun one. We're going to go up upstate a little bit, or if you're listening in Mississippi, you're going to come out and look at your westerly neighbors. In West Monroe, Louisiana, a lady needed a new roof, and a local man who's a contractor says, hey, I can take care of that for you. So Andrew Higdon, 66 years old of West Monroe, put a roof on this woman's house in Wachita Parish. Now, there was a verbal agreement that he would replace her roof and wait for his payment until her insurance issued a check. But then he started asking for the money 5 months later, and she said she's still waiting on the check. He's like, well, if it's going to take this long, you're going to have to go ahead and pay me. She's like, that's not possible. So if he says, well, if you're not going to pay me for this roof, then what happens if you don't pay for something? If you don't pay for your car, what happens?
They come get it.
He took this lady's roof off her house.
But he can't really do that, can he?
He did.
What if it was the front door? Well, I'm taking that front door since you're not paying me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened next?
His bond.
Okay.
It set at $11,500.
He got a little too worked up. I didn't think you could go take apart the house because you didn't get paid.
Okay, but look.
But really, why couldn't she pay? What was the deal? Was she misleading him?
We don't know, but he took the roof off of her house, and he only got arrested because she couldn't blue roof it, or you know, throw the tarps over it before the next time it rained, and she had property damage to the inside of her house because of his actions. Yeah, this is something we're going to have to follow, and I'll update you later on that one. But hey, this
that is something.
Good job, Louisiana. This is how we make national news.
I had a
news.
Feeling it was going to go bad for him.
What's going on in Monroe? Yeah, you do good with Duck Dynasty, but then you turn around and give us this as well. You guys are weird. All right, Gregory, tell them about your day job.
Financial advisor, money manager, help you find your path to financial freedom. 504-832-9200.
I'm James Parker, your home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Have a good one.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Your new home for Walton and Johnson. News Talk 99.5 WRNO FM, New Orleans, and iHeart Radio Station.